Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Emo Homies. I'm Emily.
And I'm Amber.
And we have just a scatterbrain show for you today.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good with our bi-weekly episodes and our themes. We're kind of taking a break from that today just to kind of talk about like shows we've been to, what's coming up, and just whatever is in our little brains.
Yeah, we're kind of in the like release season for new tours coming up because summer is such a big touring time for bands. And I guess even spring.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not winter anymore, so we're getting close.
Yes, there's so many good things coming. We're in Milwaukee area, so Summerfest is slowly but surely dropping artists and lineups.
Yeah, and for anybody who doesn't know what Summerfest is, it is the biggest music festival in the United States for sure.
In the world. That's okay. Their whole trademark.
Yeah, how did I forget that? It is 11 days, I think.
Yeah, it's like 3 weekends or something.
Yeah, they split it up now, but a ton of big names come to our tiny little city, and it's just huge event.
Yeah, so they're slowly but surely. Sad Summerfest dropped their lineup, and then Not a Phase Fest also coming to Franklin.
Yeah, and then just tours in general are popping up.
It's going to be a great summer. So many good things coming.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited for Sad Summerfest because it skipped Milwaukee last year.
Yeah, thanks for going back to your roots, Sad Summerfest, because last year I was pretty peeved at you.
Yeah, I was not thrilled either.
Thank you for going back to your roots and going back to the rave. And it's a pretty stacked lineup.
I agree, but I also feel like they do pretty close to the same lineup every year.
Yeah, so I was kind of following this on Twitter. I guess one of the reasons that it does that is like the main actually like helped create Sad Summerfest, I guess.
Really?
So that's why like they're always on there.
Oh.
According to Twitter. I don't know how accurate that is, but I saw a tweet and then someone's like, oh yeah, like the main, or at least Pat for sure, like was one of the reasons why Sad Summerfest like was created. So that's why like the main's always on there. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, I'm like happy with the lineup, but then I'm like, I feel like we just saw like half of these bands, you know, like we just saw Somerset, we just saw Real Friends and Knucklepuck. We see Mayday Parade all the freaking time, I feel like, which is fine. Like they're always good to see, but I was just kind of disappointed because I was hoping for like some different. Fresher.
Yeah, I think, and I could be wrong, but the Somerset and the main were in the same ran in the same circles when they were like getting big because they're both from Arizona area. So they grew up like playing small venues together. So that's potentially why they're on the tour if it's true that the main is so big involved in it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like Real Friends and Knucklepuck jump on any tour they can get on. But like, yeah. Go for them. But
it was so funny on Twitter. Everyone's like, not like roasting in a bad way, but roasting in a funny way, like Knucklepuck and Real Friends. They're like Knucklepuck, Real Friends, blood oath. They can only play with each other. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious.
It's kind of, it's got some accuracy to it.
But we love them together, so it's fine.
Yeah, they complement each other so well.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for We the Kings. I have not seen them in a couple years.
Yeah, I think Warped Tour was the last time I saw them.
I think me too. I saw them in the bar at the rave like years ago and it was a super small show. They didn't even have a barricade or anything other than Warped Tour. I have not seen them either, but they're so good.
I'm excited to see Hot Milk because I think they played 1 year at Sad Summerfest, but we missed them because we got there a little late.
Did we miss them?
Yeah, because they were like the first ones.
Are you sure? Because don't they perform Candy Coated Lies, right? That's their song?
Oh, maybe we like got the last of it.
Yeah, we saw part of it.
Oh, I can remember now.
I remember we missed Lolo 1 year when we went because she was at the beginning.
Oh, this. Okay. Yes. I remember. Okay. We saw part of Hot Milk. Okay. Yes. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah. Anybody who has not been to Sad Summerfest, I recommend it because it is more festival energy, especially at the venue we go to. They have like a whole merch area outside, and they have food trucks and beer tents, and they try to make it more of a festival atmosphere as opposed to just a concert.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then I think they do meet and greets.
I don't know.
This whole festival is like, it reminds me of like the smaller sibling to Warped Tour.
Yeah. I don't think they did meet and greets the last time we went.
I know in the past they have.
Yeah. I think like the first year or two, because we went like every year except for last year, and then maybe the year right after COVID.
Yeah, I think you're right. We missed it one other year when All Time Low was headlining it.
I think that was the year right after COVID.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but they have cute photo ops too. I remember that.
Yes. The first year we went was so fun. I have the photos from that still. So cute.
Oh, we went one year when we had like our emo homies t-shirts when we were matching and cute.
Wasn't that last year?
I think so.
Or not 2 years ago now.
Yeah, 2 years. Because we brought my little sister too that time.
Yeah, and then everyone was like, we like your shirts. And then that was before it was a podcast. Mm. It was just our TikTok channel. So then we're like, it's our TikTok channel. But no one watched us on TikTok. We do much better as a podcast.
Well, that's okay. I like podcasting better.
Same. TikTok, so much work. So much more work.
Well, I'm much more of a behind the scenes kind of person anyway. I don't love being in the limelight. So this works good for me because I can just chill and chit chat, you know?
So that's like everything upcoming so far for us, I feel like, for summer season.
Yeah, they're going to be announcing a lot more for Summerfest, which I'm more excited about. But the only bands that I'm slightly potentially interested in for Summerfest so far are the Goo Goo Dolls, just because I've never seen them.
Me neither.
And it would be, I don't know, I think it would be like 90s nostalgia to go see them, maybe.
Yes, I love the Goo Goo Dolls.
Same thing with Buck Cherry, though. It would be, I don't know, fun for something different. Like, for me, I think for both of us, Summerfest is always a festival where they never seem to have bands or artists that we're, like, diehard fans of, but it's a lot of, like, we're bored. It's $15 to get in the door. We could either just sit around, or why don't we go see this band, check it out.
Yeah.
We always have a good time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's always like, I'm trying to think. I've seen so many people at Summerfest.
There was one year that A Day to Remember was on it.
That was literally what I was thinking of. I'm like, that's probably the most like, most excited for a show I was for. Because yeah, like A Day to Remember.
I mean, in past years. In past years, you saw, I know you didn't see Blink, but who opened for Blink when you saw?
Oh, All Time Low.
Oh, yeah. You saw All Time Low years ago.
Rest in peace to my experience. Yeah. So if you ever get the chance to go to a show and the person you're going with is like, I have to leave early because I have summer school. Don't leave early with them. Just stay.
Just stay by yourself.
If I could tell you the whole story, I would, because it's kind of funny now. But at the time, I was like, it's funny. But then also, I'm like, Amber, you are such an idiot. Like, what? I was so, like, I'm just so mad at myself. Because now, look, we can't even go see Blink because tickets are so expensive.
You know, it's not till the end of the summer. Miracles can happen.
Blink-182, sponsor us to come to your show, please.
I love that. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who else has been at Summerfest. I know Panic at the Disco has been there, but that was when they were way mainstream, like on the radio.
Yeah, I saw that show. I got tickets for my graduation present.
Oh.
They were with Weezer. I also missed Weezer. Actually, I saw a few Weezer songs and then I had to leave. But that time it was kind of better because it was a legitimate reason. But anyways, yeah, I'm like trying to think too. Why can't I think of anything?
Avril Lavigne was there a couple years ago. We saw her.
Was that during Summerfest or was that just a one? Oh, no, because
she was with MGK.
It was. Why is everyone in the amphitheater, though? I want some good. I mean, there's always like good free stages. But yeah, like you said, it's never like, oh, my God. You
know? It's always just a spur of the moment decision, I feel like.
Yeah.
But it's still a good time. It really makes summer more exciting.
Yes, I love Summerfest. Like, I've been going since I was 10. Yeah, I was 10 years old when I first went. I went with my aunt and my cousins because my aunt, she loves Summerfest. Like, it's her favorite time of year. She would always go every year and take my cousins. So, like, my cousins have been going since they were, like, really, really little.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember when I got older, because like she'd take them to see like the fireworks and stuff.
Sure.
And then when I got like older, like 7 through like 9, I'd beg my mom to let me go with, because like it'd be my aunt, my nana, my cousins, like it'd be like a family affair. And I would like beg my mom to let me go. And my mom's like, Summerfest is not a place for kids. And then I'm like, please let me go. And then finally, when I was 10, she let me go. And that was just like, I think that was like the start of like my loving live music career. I like have said this on like social media before, like on my Facebook and everything, but literally like my aunt is probably one of like the biggest reasons why I love live music, because she just, I remember as a kid, she would like get up on the tables and she'd be dancing and like she just didn't care. And like she just have so much fun. And then I'm like, this is what I want to be like. And I feel like I am.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely. So, yeah, it's so cute. I love it. I love my family.
And you know what? Back in the day, like before COVID, Summerfest was 11 days in a row over the 4th of July. And so it was like more of a party than it is now even.
Yeah. Like I was just talking to my other aunt about this actually. And she, now that it's on the weekends, it kind of sucks because, you know, it's nice because like a lot more people can go, but that's kind of like a double-edged sword because like people, like my other aunt, she was like, I don't want to go when it's like super busy all the time. Like it's nice like when it was like that Tuesday, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
like the old people could go and it wouldn't be like as crowded, because who's going to go on a Tuesday or Wednesday? Or like people who work in the service industry, like bartenders and waitresses and servers,
mm-hmm.
they can't get off on the weekends, you know? So it kind of, I miss the old setup a lot, but I mean, I get it. It makes, they probably make a lot more money doing it just on the weekends.
You know, also in the last year or so, I personally have felt like by weekend 3, it's old news. I'm kind of over it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, okay, it's this week only, like make it or miss it. Other than like, well, I have 3 whole weekends to make it. I'm kind of like, I just drag my feet.
Yeah, I get that. I miss like being like, oh, it's Tuesday and so-and-so is playing. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like fun. I don't think they'll ever go back though.
No, I don't either. But that's okay. Like, it's better than not having it all.
Yeah, no.
The year it came back, it was ended up being in the fall, didn't it? We went in like September.
Yeah.
That was weird.
There was nobody there.
It was so dead.
The vibes were off.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. Whenever, even if you go to the Summerfest grounds for like a different festival, it's still like packed for the most part. Even if it's a smaller festival like Pride or German Fest or Mexican Fiesta, it's always still packed, even if it's like less of the festival grounds. But there was just, it was nobody, and I was like,
it was like a ghost town.
This is weird.
It's like eerie,
but don't like to remember those days.
No, but like we're looking forward to it. It'll still be a good time. If nothing else, there's like a lot to do other than music.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like
vendors mm-hmm. and experiences.
Yeah, so it's cool.
That's everything that's like upcoming, I guess. I told you guys I'd give you an update on the Trash Pandas show that I saw. I don't even remember when I saw it. It was after the last episode, but time is not real, so I don't know when I saw it actually. But it was, so Trash Pandas opened actually for Whiskey and the Devil. It was their vinyl release show. And I saw Whiskey and the Devil one time before this, and they're super good. They're like Led Zeppelin vibes. I really like seeing them live. But it was their vinyl release show, so it was super cool. There was like roses everywhere. It was so cute in the Cactus Club. Cool. Yeah, it was so cute. I loved it. So it was Whiskey and the Devil headlining. Alley Eyes opened. Alley Eyes, of course, per usual. Great. Loved it. Trash Pandas, super great. And I was so impressed because Lacey, the lead singer, she has like a powerhouse voice. Mm-hmm. And she was so great. The whole band was great. But then what really impressed me was Lacey said that she was like getting over like laryngitis or something.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I'm not contagious anymore. Like, don't worry. But like to still sound that good and be getting over a sickness, I was like, so good. They deserve, because I know like in like the Green Bay area, they're super big and they like travel around all the time. And they definitely deserve like all of their success because they are a great band. So If you ever get a chance to see trash pandas, definitely check them out.
I was just going to insert real quick that Lacey posted that they just signed.
Oh, yeah.
They just signed to a management company, so they're going to be like touring even more.
Yeah, that I saw that. I was like, that is so good for them because they definitely deserve it.
Yeah.
And they're like, they just seem like really nice. I introduced myself to Lacey afterwards and gave her a sticker.
Honestly, she is the most chill, easygoing person. Like when we were growing up, even good energy, very easy to talk to, very personable. Nothing but good to say about her.
And then the other band that was there was Well and Good. It was a little different because we saw months ago, we saw Well and Good in the basement. For the Basement Keystone show, they opened for them and we saw them as like a full band. But the guitarist or the bass player, I forgot which, but he was out. He couldn't make it to the show. And so the lead singer just did like kind of a one man show without the bass player or the drummer.
Really?
Yeah. It was like they played first. So like the Well and Good singer, he played first. So there wasn't that many people in Cactus Club yet. So it was like pretty intimate, but I really liked it. And then he did a cover of Time of Your Life by Green Day. It was fun. I like them a lot. So definitely check out Well and Good. I know they also just played. It was like their 1 year anniversary of being a band, but I didn't get to go.
That's it?
Yeah. They're so good. So definitely check out Well and Good. They're on the up and up.
I like his voice.
Yeah.
I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's like a higher... Maybe not.
I don't know. We both know I'm not very good at like, I don't know. I don't even know what to call it.
I just remember listening to it and being like, I like his voice. Very good.
Yeah, he is a really good singer. And the Green Day cover, very good for his voice. Like that was a really good choice.
You know what I just thought about? Like back to our previous topic real quick, but we need to keep a lookout for Harley Fest. That's the summer, right? They announced bands.
Did it?
Or
did they not? I thought they did.
I don't keep an eye out, but this last year, like summer of 2023, they had Green Day. That's what that reminded me of.
Yes. Wait, I swear. Or maybe I'm hallucinating. We all know that I do that sometimes.
I'm just accepted the fact that I'm going to end up giving up all of my vacation days to concerts this summer. It'll be worth it though.
Pause. I'm literally looking this up because why? I don't want to say what I think it is because I'm like, that could definitely be a dream.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Okay, that's what I thought. Where are you finding that?
On their website.
Okay.
And Jelly Roll?
Okay, I am not hallucinating. I was right. Okay, yeah. Friday is Jelly Roll and Hardy. And then Saturday is Red Hot Chili Peppers. In The Offspring, it looks like. And I really want to go to Saturday because I loved Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I kind of want to take my mom. But also, I don't know. I don't know if my mom would want to go because I know it gets so busy.
I've never been there for that.
Well, I only know because last year, I just remember everyone going into a frenzy because Lake Drive, I think that's the street by Veterans Park.
Yeah, the street, not the band.
Yeah, not the band. Lake Drive, the street, was like backed up for hours.
Oh, yikes.
Like not just like, oh, I'm stuck in traffic for like an hour. It was like hours. Locked. Like locked.
Yuck.
So I was like, ugh. So I don't know. I think they're working on it for something this year till that doesn't happen, but it'll probably be still bad, you know? So I don't know. Have to decide. I guess speaking of Lake Drive, we've seen them a lot lately too. Well, we saw them at the X-Ray with Dream House.
Yep, which we talked about our last episode.
We did. Well, we talked about Dream House, but we didn't talk about like
Hayden. Right.
So last episode we mentioned Dream House because lead singer, it's a female fronted band. But I guess just to do a shout out, Dream House, it was Dream House, Keystones, Lake Drive. And then we saw a new band, Hayden, who is also super good.
I think you're mixing them up.
I am?
Because Lilac and Lotus was in that show.
It was five bands. Lilac and Lotus also played. Hayden came on first.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Yes, and Lilac and Lotus. So it was a super good show with a mixture and variety of like different genres, I feel like, too.
Whenever there's like five bands on the bill, it just feels like the longest show ever. And that's not me complaining. It's just, it does.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, it was all five of them. So, and we saw Lilac and Lotus, who we also mentioned in the last episode. It was good. But yeah, lots of different bands lately.
Amber's been really great with local shows. I've been slacking. But I mean, I've had a lot of work and personal stuff going on.
And then I went to Milwaukee Music Night at Company Brewing. So that was Lake Drive, Whiskey and the Devil. And then also Cradle P. Lavender, who's like an indie artist. Very good vibes.
I've never heard of them.
They're a Milwaukee band. Just an artist. They're solo.
Okay, give me an idea of what kind of music.
Is it super indie? Like
anyone you can remotely compare them to?
I'm trying to think.
Is it a male singer, female?
He. Not super big. I liked his vibes, though. I felt kind of bad because people kept talking, and then I was like, oh, no. But
when you say folk, do you mean, or indie, do you mean like folk, kind of?
I think so. I also don't remember that much.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll play you a song after this.
Got it.
But yeah, I really like his vibes. I can't remember that. It was also like a long time ago.
So that's okay. The shows kind of blur together when you go to a bunch in a row.
Yeah.
Because we've done that too. We've gone to like three shows in a week at the Rave in the past and been like, I feel like we were just here, like deja vu.
Yep. So that's like the local shows that we've been to recently. And then we also went to X-Ray this past Sunday to see, I think, a really good show. Like, I really needed this one. Sub Radio headlining, and then Moon Tower opened for them.
Yes. My sister, this was like all her idea because we just saw it on a spur of the moment and we were like, oh, I don't know. And my sister was like, I love Sub Radio. We have to go. We have to do the meet and greet in the whole nine yards. And so my sister and I did the meet and greet, and it was interesting. But good, interesting. We walked in. Everybody was sitting on the floor in front of the band that was just sitting in chairs, all like on the ground level. And it felt like kindergarten show and tell when you're just like crisscross applesauce sitting around like the one person that's like, I don't know, showing their talent.
Yeah.
And they did three songs and every one of them was amazing. They're all great singers. I didn't know a whole lot about the band going in. All of them, or I think all of them sing, like background vocals something. And they're all super talented, very personable, very down to earth. The way they were talking, it was like, you know, like when some bands get up on stage and they're like, we're awesome, like you would love to meet us. They, none of that energy. They were like just super chill, great people. And then we got our picture with them. And Amber and I always run into this like awkward moment when we're standing in line to meet famous people where we're like, ah, crud, what do we say? What do we tell them?
Yeah.
And then it's just like white noise in my head.
Yeah. I was proud of myself this time, though, because Moon Tower, the opener. So I did not go to the meet and greet. I met Emily, her sister, once I got there. Just right away, I got there when doors opened so I could like get to the front by them. The opener, Moon Tower, also, I think they give off the same vibes as Sub Radio, like super down to earth, super talented.
Like as people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know we just talked about this. Well, not just, but I know when we talked about going to see the Main and who opened for the Main that we said was so Floor? Perfect.
Floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about when, like, I was thinking about it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
So I feel like Moon Tower and Sub Radio, perfect opening and headlining fit. Like,
just, they complement each other so well.
It was like, I was like, this is perfect. They were just so good together. And Moon Tower, super talented, super nice. And I was really proud of myself because, like, after the show, I went and I bought a CD and I was like, here's a sticker. We're going to talk about you on a podcast. And like, I have to be really brave to do that because I'm so shy. So I was pretty proud of myself. And I feel like it went well.
Yeah, he was super easy to talk to, too.
Yeah.
Like, again, everybody we met just was super personable and just sweet. Amber's right. The energy of the show from the first song to the last song was immaculate.
Yes. Oh, my God. I had so much fun. So Sub Radio and Moon Tower, they're both like very, you can dance to them. Like, it's not just like headbang, you know, it's pure dancing, good vibes the whole time. And like, I did not realize how many Sub Radio songs I actually knew.
Yep.
And
they do a couple covers, but they make it their own. Like, you can almost barely tell that it's a cover.
Yeah.
But you know the lyrics.
Yeah. It was so good. I had so much fun dancing, and they just had good vibes all around, and I loved it.
One thing that I was impressed at is in both Moon Tower and Sub Radio, they were all like multi-talented. They were switching instruments with each other. Yes. They were performing different, like the guitarist would hop on the keyboards and switch with the keyboardist. And I think Moon Tower, like one of the guitarists was hopping on their little drum set for certain songs. And that's impressive to me.
Yes, that was insane. It was such an impressive, good show. And it was just amazing. And the vibes were so good. Then afterwards, it was crazy because, like you said, like the down-to-earth thing with Sub Radio. So I don't know if anyone else like follows artists like we do. So I follow a couple artists who have like a text message chain. So like Charlotte Sands has one, Hoodie Allen has one, Snow the Product, who's a rapper that I like follow pretty closely, also has one. So they have this text line, and then it's usually just like texting out, oh, my album's dropping, oh, like a new music video came out, yada yada yada. Snow the Product did message me once on my birthday, though. Best birthday ever. She was like, happy birthday. And I was like, oh my god. But anyways, besides the point, usually it's not really like back and forth. It's usually just like mass text to whoever like follows, whoever has like the text saved.
And it's also hard to guarantee that it's actually the artist messaging everybody.
Yeah. So during the show, Sub Radio's like, everyone, like, save our text line, yada, 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 you know? So I was like, okay, like, same vibes. And then during the show, Sub Radio said, hey, text us, let us know what you thought of the show, if we should come back, etc. So after the show, I did. I texted them. I'm like, hey, I was at Milwaukee tonight. It was super good. Loved it, etc. And then I plugged the podcast thinking, like, you know, like, nothing's going to actually happen.
Yeah, but like, why not?
Like, why not? Take my chance. They texted back and asked for the link. Like, what? I was freaking out. I was like, what? That's crazy. I did not expect that. So I was like, that's really cool. So then I sent them the link, obviously. And I was like, watch, it'll be out like next Wednesday or whatever. Keep an eye out. So
that it made both of our day. Yeah. Honestly.
It was crazy. I was not expecting that. And it also just felt like so good to have like people really, I guess, like appreciate and take an interest. Like this has been like such a wild journey for me. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's always been exciting when bands interact with fans on social media or whatever. Like if you tweet somebody and they like it, or they tweet you back, or they like a picture that you post of you and them, like that's cool. But this is like next level, like it feels genuine.
Yeah.
Like more genuine, because it's not, but you know what I mean. I just have nothing but good to say about that show.
Yeah, everyone should go to a Sub Radio and Moon Tower show in their life, because you won't regret it.
I will say the best compliment I can give of any show I go to is if they perform to a point where I can solely focus on the music and just like mindfully clear my brain and not worry about like external issues. And from start to finish of that show, I was solely focused on the music and having a good time, and none of my worries seeped into my brain.
Same.
So like, for somebody who's a worrier, like, that's huge.
Yeah, it was such a good show. Also, another common thing, I know I forgot to mention this. So Floor, when they open for the Main, they're from LA, and Moon Tower is also from LA. And I'm like, that's so interesting. And I'm like, I really want to go to LA so bad and just go to a show.
They should perform together.
Yes.
That would be great.
Oh my gosh.
Because both of those bands, like, I've checked out their music, and their music is good, like on Spotify or whatever you listen to. Seeing them live, however, it just adds so many layers.
Yeah.
They're so good live that if you're like on the fence about their music and then you see them live, you're definitely going to be a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Floor and Moon Tower, it would be such a good show.
That would be.
I want to go to LA so bad.
Oh, I bet like the music scene's good there.
Yes, for sure. Because also, so like those two bands, and then there's another band when I was in college. So they're not like an alternative band. They're more Spanish music, you know? Okay. They're called Las Cafeteras. And I did a workshop with them when I was in college, and they are so cool, and I love their music. I love seeing them live, and they do so much for the community back, and I'm just like, the LA scene must be popping, because like Las Cafeteras, Moon Tower, Floor, like I just love it.
Yeah,
so much. I mean, I love the Milwaukee scene, and I'm so grateful that I get to live here in such a vibrant scene. But I really want to start going to concerts in different states. When I go to DC in March, really gonna try to go to a show. I'm really gonna try.
That would be cool.
So that was just kind of our update episode, like to let you guys know what shows we've been doing, what's coming up. Keep an eye out on our socials, because we do have big things in the works that we can't announce quite yet, but keep an eye out.
We also do have our weekly recommendations every week if you're looking for new music or
yes.
Listen to something different.
Yeah. And if you have recommendations for us that you want us to talk about, DM us, comment, do something. And please follow our socials, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok if you're brave, I guess. But that will wrap it up for this episode.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm Amber.
I'm Emily.
And we are your emo homies.